You are listening to National Security Law Today.
Welcome to National Security Law Today, the podcast of the ABA Standing Committee on Law and National Security. Hi there, everybody. I know Washington feels pretty chaotic right now, but if you are one of the people who is not going to be working for the government anymore, I'm very sorry to see you go. And for everybody out there that is hurting, we just want to send our best. We want to continue to bring you good content. We're not going to take politics into this podcast. We're going to continue to discuss major issues of national security that everyone is interested in. And we're going to continue to deliver this to you every week going forward. In the weeks to come, what we're going to talk about is the expansion of AI technology, which is going to become a significant part of our defense systems. Inevitably, it already is, but it's only going to get bigger. And what's important to know about AI is it takes a lot of energy. It also raises some concerns about other technologies, energy technologies that you may not immediately think of besides the traditional electricity. So consequently, we're going to be putting together a series where we're going to discuss exactly what an AI system is. We're going to talk about how much electricity AI systems need and why they're different from other technology and other computing systems. We were also going to discuss the state of our grid and whether our infrastructure is ready for our developing needs and changes in the defense world. AI isn't the only thing on the horizon. Quantum is also out there, and we're going to discuss whether or not that will significantly shift our energy needs. We're going to talk about the science of energy and issues with energy storage that are significant challenges. And we're going to talk about current technologies underway and whether or not those technologies are nascent or imaginable and how they will change our energy needs. And we're going to look at specific solutions to these expanding energy problems, including, of course, nuclear technology. We recognize that another piece of this is the impact any change in energy consumption and the need for data storage centers and much more computing power will have on the environment and what we can do about that. So this is all a part of a larger discussion in national security that we're going to be kicking off in the coming weeks. We hope to do this series very consecutively to sort of establish what is the grid? How safe is it? Is it really ready for AI technology? And then we're going to move into sort of the law and policy discussion that follows a sort of outlining of these facts. But we're all Americans and we're all in big changes together. So I think it's always fun to remember that we have enemies. They're not so great. And this week we have a little bit of news. A couple of these notes are reminders to those of you who work in national security to make good choices in the App Store. Slow your roll when it comes to grieving TikTok. But, you know, we brought to you some information about our Red Note app, which is a new social media app that apparently was immediately turned to by a lot of TikTok aficionados / addicts. And it does appear that this may be piping some real-time intelligence on America's forces back to the Chinese Communist Party. So hopefully by now, if you have this app, you've deleted it and maybe cautioned all of your colleagues. But among other things, it does GPS tracking, siphons information from users, and of course, when aggregated across thousands of accounts, gives a very comprehensive picture of the U.S. military forces, where they are and what they're doing. So again, consider seriously not ever downloading Red Note or maybe getting rid of it if you have it. Now, fun news, Russia apparently finds themselves frustrated in a bid to build a trade bloc. There have been some leaks of Russian papers this past week, which we always enjoy. And it's specifically being covered a lot by European press, which has noted things such as that Russian officials believe Western pressure is hampering Moscow's efforts to draw former Soviet nations closer to its orbit and to build economic ties with the global South. Apparently, they're worried about this. Please stay worried. That's the place you should live going forward. And in addition to that, the Justice Department has issued a final rule restricting transfers of sensitive personal data. These are the bulk transfers. That rule did become final on 5 of February 2025, I believe. And we will at some point bring you more information on that rule. We've discussed it somewhat in our past podcasts, but I think we'll give you a more fulsome description of where we are on this, since a lot of changes are going to be made by the new administration. This may or may not be one of them. And as we get into the energy discussion that we're going to have, you may have heard that President Trump has suggested that perhaps we can cut a deal with Ukraine for a number of our energy needs, but one of them is rare earths. That's a reference to minerals. We'll go over them in our very next podcast. But this might be something that the United States could receive back from Ukraine in exchange for payments. Now, the reason I'm raising that tonight is that we're going to talk about rare earth minerals, critical minerals, who maintains the list of critical minerals, what the standard is to get on them, and why they're so important to national security. And that is something that we're going to take up in our next few episodes. But I think all options are on the table right now to solve our lack of access to these minerals, which are for the most part controlled by China. And we're going to get into that in greater detail and some of the strategic efforts made by China to lock these minerals down, quite literally across the world, to their advantage and certainly not to ours. So we will be getting into that. You can hear from my voice that everyone in Washington has a head cold. It is by far the worst head cold that you could possibly get. So I apologize for that tonight. Last little note before I say goodbye to you until next week. The Standing Committee has released a series of short videos on civic education. It's called Strengthening Democracies, a Civics Education Series for Military Members. And you can access that through the link that we will provide to you in the notes to this podcast. So I just wanted to check in with everybody out there in podcast land and let you know that we will be back. We are going to dive into this series. We're also going to take up, it's not a new issue, but it's an issue that several of you have raised to me, which is what the future national security workforce is going to look like. And what is happening right now to teenagers in America that might make it difficult for them to find their way into service in our national security ranks? And I'm sorry to say there are quite a few things that are raising some alarm, but we will be talking about that as well over the next few weeks. So everybody in Washington, everybody in the national security space, stay strong. You're valued. And we will be in touch over the coming weeks, and we will continue to bring you solid content on law, the changes that we see occurring with respect to our greater world. And we'll just continue to bring you as much as we possibly can on any new executive orders, any changes that we know will have an impact on national security law and policy. So everybody just be strong. We all wish you our best, and we will be back online next week with another issue of National Security Law Today. Thank you so much for listening. Every single time I'm on NSLT, I am here in my individual capacity. And as you go through these tough times, be sure to listen to one another's points of view and to discuss the issues that you encounter in a thoughtful way, hearing each other out. And remember, we live in a country that has a greater diversity of thought than any other. Our unity in this time is critical. And our ability to listen to each other is really, really important. So thank you for tuning in tonight. And I just want to say a thanks to the Standing Committee members who support this podcast and who are a bipartisan, thoughtful, wonderful group of people. And of course, I want to thank the amazing Holly McMahon, who is ever my co-producer, as well as Francis Burkham, who is my other co-producer and our editor. And we look forward to seeing you next week, and we will promise not to miss a beat. Be well, everyone. Stay strong.
The views expressed on National Security Law Today have not been approved by the House of Delegates or the Board of Governors of the American Bar Association, and this recording should not be construed as representing ABA policy.